China's communist leaders may hope to avoid big changes in the leadership, but there is a big change in leadership in Poland. Voters have decisively rejected the party of one of the twin brothers leading the country. More votes were cast in yesterday's parliamentary elections than in any other since the fall of communism in Poland 18 years ago. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Warsaw.
The announcement that Donald Tusk overwhelmingly beat incumbent Prime Minister Jarosław Kaczynski was delayed by 3 hours. Precincts in Warsaw and Gdansk had run out of ballots after more voters than expected showed up. Tusk finally addressed a crowd of supporters shortly before midnight last night.
I'm the most happy person on earth today. Not because after a big effort from many people we won. Of course, that's satisfying. But I'm the most happy person on earth because today I met fellow Poles on the street, in the polling stations, who were smiling, who said with their eyes that tomorrow is going to be a better day.
Certainly, we should expect less of the snooping and spying.
Political analyst Bohdan Szklarski says the Kaczynski government's controversial tactics to root out corrupt officials and former communist collaborators will be changed. A thorough shift of policies, though, will depend on whether Poles voted for Tusk and his civic platform or against Kaczynski's Law and Justice Party.
If it is a support vote, that's a very strong encouragement to cut taxes, to decentralize. Certainly a change in foreign policy. First, in terms of tone, in atmosphere, in style of dealing with Western European allies. But they cannot overdo it because the PIS, the Law and Justice, is a strong opposition, and they will be waiting for any mistake.
Outgoing Prime Minister Jarosław Kaczynski was brief in defeat. He promised supporters Law and Justice would be a tough opposition party and noted that even while beat, his party got a slightly higher share of votes yesterday than when it won 2 years ago. We didn't make it, he said, but we have to remember we got 5 million votes, twice as many as in the last elections. One of those votes came from Grzegorz Kowalski, a 52-year-old man who sells high-quality winter coats at a market in Żyrardów. The 19th-century town was built around a famous linen factory, which went bankrupt after the fall of communism, forcing many people out of work. As Kowalski packs up his market tent, he says his support for Kaczynski is unwavering. He says he has always been rightist and believes the people and program of Law and Justice are the most friendly to ordinary people. Kowalski is glad the prime minister's twin brother Lech is still president, a job he'll keep for the next 3 years at least. Support for Law and Justice is strong here in Żyrardów, where many people feel they've gotten the short end of the transition to capitalism. But there are also backers of Donald Tusk's civic platform. In an ornate brick schoolhouse, voters folded oversized paper ballots and shoved them into sealed boxes. 28-year-old Piotr Jarota chose civic platform hoping for change, particularly an end to sharp disputes over Poland's position within the European Union.
I don't know Civic Platform's program exactly, but its ideas are closest to mine. I was sick of Law and Justice and ashamed of its foreign policy and all the arguments and fights. I also think it became clear that Law and Justice was manipulating television to spread its own politics. I hope Civic Platform will behave differently.
Analysts say it will, but may not bring an about-face. Political commentator and biographer of the Kaczynski twins, Michał Karnowski, points out that both Tusk and Kaczynski have their political roots in Solidarity, Lech Wałęsa's opposition union movement that helped overthrow communism in 1989. Karnowski says Poland's main political divide still cuts between former Solidarity supporters and former communists. Karnowski sees the conflicts during Law and Justice's 2 years in power as a feud in a family tree that didn't tear out all the roots.
These 2 years changed a lot of things, but I told you about last 2 years. But as I mentioned, for me, Tusk is very similar in certain parts of his ideas, opinions to Kaczynski.
One possible area of difference, troops in Iraq. Some in Tusk's party have called for Poland to bring home its 900 troops there as soon as possible. Several analysts predict that will lead to more talk than action, even in Poland's changed political landscape. Emily Harris, NPR News, Warsaw.